Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v še enem RŠ intervjuju, drugem za povrstjo. Z menoj v studiju je Tim Parker, DJ, producent in kurator oddaje You'll Soon Know na mednarodni internetni radijski mreži NTS. V kakem desetletju svojega delovanja je poleg ustvarjanja oddaje aktivno udeležen tudi v londonskem klubskem dogajanju kot rezident na zabavah založbe 2020, ki jo morda najbolj poznamo kot založbo kolektiva Ivy Lab. Tim bo jutri nastopal v baru Božidar, kjer bo vrtel na večeru Arix TX vs. Styropor, kjer ob timu gostuje še en NTS selektor, francoski DJ Zaltan. Intervju bo seveda potekal v angleščini, torej, Tim, welcome. How are you feeling?
Thanks, man. Yeah, I'm feeling good. It's been a long day traveling, but it's lovely to be here. I'm just looking out the window right now, how nice the view is. My first impressions are lovely.
Quite a view and quite a location. So you're not actually on tour, you're like returning a visit for Borka?
Yeah. I mean, these guys were so kind to invite me out to play their party. I had both of the guys do mixes for me on the radio show because I'm a big fan of the music they make and the sets they've played. And yeah, it's great to just be here to visit for a few days and play some music, hang out. Good. Yeah.
So I want to start, like, how did your journey in the musical universe start and go on until today?
Yeah, I guess I've always just been like into music. My family had like records when I was younger. I'd always just be like super curious about pulling records out the cupboard, and my dad was like, oh, now I know why, now I'm a bit older, you know, be careful with the records. But yeah, used to just make tapes with my friends when I was younger, and it's always just been like a hobby and kind of like a passion. But when NTS was starting, I'd been living in London for a year and I was still trying to like find my way around and kind of find my place in London, and a friend of mine, Kutmar, let me know about a radio station that he was going to start redoing his sketchbook radio show on. He kind of said, you should just do it. So I'd never done it before and I just thought, right, why not? And it kind of just, ever since then, it's kept me every month, every few weeks, just constantly doing it. And yeah, I guess it kind of just, to cut a long story short, just
were you always
been there.
A beat kid?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I like a lot of music, but I grew up in a small town in Cambridge in England, and a lot of the people I hung out with were quite a lot older because it wasn't a very big community. So kids who were like 17, 18, they'd be playing football with us if we were like 12, 13, and a lot of them were playing like heavy rap stuff and stuff that I probably wouldn't have encountered if I didn't know them. And so I kind of, from the beats and the hip hop, it came through that. And I guess everything else came from just like listening to Marianne Hobbs and John Peel and other things on the radio.
So you were talking like about football, and your show on NTS is called You'll Soon Know.
Oh, yeah.
Are you like feeling like a football, I mean, like a music type of scout for new young talents?
I actually really don't like the name because it makes it sound like I'm some kind of like authority and like, oh, you'll know about these guys soon. Really, it started as a website blog about 10 years ago now, of a friend of mine called Richard, who we were trying to find a domain name. And we were always saying like, oh, it was more for our friends. We were kind of like, they'd always listen to what we were playing and then kind of like turn their noses up. And then 6 months later, they'll be listening to it. So it was kind of an in-joke, like, oh, you guys will soon know about this. You'll get into it. And the domain name was like youllsoonknow.us. And it was just kind of cool. So I stuck with it. And then I guess it's kind of stuck. It's kind of unintentional, but I have to credit him for that. Back in the day.
How do you actually like choose people that you invite to your show? Mm. Where do you find them? Do you like dig constantly?
It's a good question. Nah, I've had this conversation with people before actually. Like, I really don't dig on the internet very much. Like, I'm a big fan of radio in general. I listen to a lot of people's radio shows, like, as I said, Kutmar, like listening to House Shoes, I listen to Dub Lab, people on Red Light Radio, a variety of different music. You know, even your BBC show, things I stumble across online stations, and I just listen to music. And from doing that, I've kind of like found DJs who I enjoy what they play. Maya Milic is actually somebody who put me onto listening to her show, which I can't remember the station, but that's how I found out about Borka and these guys like 3 or 4 years ago. So I think it's just the experience of listening through radio and then kind of like joining the dots, maybe finding an artist I like and then seeing something they've done on a label. It's a bit more organic like that. I struggle to just sit on like SoundCloud and stuff and dig through music.
And I'd like to also, we've been talking about NTS and you've talked about your experience, but how do you think this thing worked out? I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's weird for me because it still feels the same as it did 7 years ago. We were chatting about this in the car. It's the same heart with the same people, with the same ethos that kind of like, you're free to do what you want and have your personality. And it's kind of mad that sometimes now I can be sitting in Slovenia with you guys and you guys listen to NTS, because I was on there like on week one and there was probably not a single person listening. So it's amazing. I mean, I really believe in the guys who run the station and everything they've done. I think it's really good that it's grown and it's something that like is, I'm proud of it that they've grown. It's worthy in my opinion.
And also there's another like huge internet thing you've been working on, and that's Mixcloud.
Oh yeah, the day job. It's great. I mean, I guess like I'm a web designer / developer in my day job, and I was working with a few kind of small companies, and it was fine, you know, pays the bills. But when I had the opportunity to mix something I'm passionate about as like a hobby with something I do for a job, kind of made sense, because I guess I care about the people who put in mixes up, because I'm one of them. Yeah. So it kind of makes me try extra hard in my day job to make sure that I'm pleasing the people around me who I like care about, if you know what I mean. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's been fun. That's like 5 years I've been there now, so I guess if it wasn't, I would have been gone.
And another thing you're involved in is the 2020 LDN like label.
Oh yeah, and, that's been really cool.
You're like a resident DJ at their parties in London, and the artist I know the most from 2020 is Ivy Lab.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How did it feel to be involved in...
It's quite crazy, really.
Constant... new stuff,
you know? Yeah, I don't know, it's kind of mad. Like I guess when I was a little bit younger, I used to drive a lot of my friends to their gigs. They were like quite big in drum and bass, and I enjoy drum and bass, as don't get me wrong, but it was never like my core. But I met a lot of Stray and Saber, who make up Ivy Lab, a long long time ago, and Alex Perez as well. He was always, whenever we'd hang out, we'd always talk about hip-hop. He was making the drum and bass. And I guess just like a few years ago, those guys started sharing their like instrumental hip-hop beats. And I was like, yo, this is my stuff. Like, I love this. Like, you guys need to do something with this. And they're like, oh, we've already got some ideas. So it's kind of like a natural thing. I mean, I guess it's like kind of like, I don't know, humbling to be able to be part of a crew with such like talented people who I've looked up to for a long time. They helped me out a lot. I've learned a lot from them. We did a collab tune, and I've got a few things coming in the future. And that kind of side of me, the like production side, is definitely credited to like their help and support.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, when did you start producing?
Maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, first started. Maybe even longer now. Like, I'm trying to think. Oh, like, God, it could even be 10. But I would never do it seriously. I just enjoy like doing it on Reason, and then messed about with Logic and Ableton. It was always just more for the fun of just making beats. I'd always like looked up to other people, and I never thought my stuff was anywhere near as good. So I'd just shelf everything. But I guess like from being able to work with like these guys like Ivy Lab and be surrounded by other people, it's kind of like helped me to actually finish things off. And
yeah, maybe you just needed some
kind of, it's definitely like not something I put that much time into. I feel like it's something that the days when I feel like I'm into it, I do it, and there's no pressure to do it other times, which is quite nice. but yeah.
And also, I wanted to ask you, like, London and England, for me in general, are like epicenters of constant music reinvention, you know?
Mm.
Let's talk, I mean, if it's bass music, if it's grime and hip-hop in the last years, or maybe the new jazz scene or something, how does it feel to be like a part of this?
Yes, it's sometimes I guess I take it for granted how much is going on in London, because there's just constantly things going on.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's amazing. I mean, as you said, like the jazz stuff, like I've been go to the Worldwide Awards and you see people like Yusuf Kamal, and then there's hip-hop people coming through and the grime stuff, and it's kind of mad to be surrounded by it. I mean, a lot of it I just take in through NTS actually.
Mm-hmm.
I find I'll go to the studio sometimes and I'll just meet the most random people who are on before me, like some grime artists, or like, yeah, it's really cool. It's definitely inspiring. I feel like small pieces of each kind of like thing going on take hold of me, and I
yeah, and also
from bits
the like
and pieces.
Buzzing club scene. Do you think it's in the clubs where things happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like actually the last two or three years in London in clubs, I've not really been going out so much and enjoying it quite as much as I used to. There's just less places that I enjoy going. I like. I'm just not into like a 1,000 capacity sweaty club with not good sound. Like, I used to enjoy going to Plastic People, but luckily I guess in the last few months there's a few new places opened, and places like Rye Wax. It's really small, it's like a record store with kind of like a nice little venue and bar built into it. I'm really enjoying going to the smaller places like that. And yeah, that's it's just nice that we have that choice. I guess you can go to Fabric and go crazy,
yeah,
or you can
buzzing scene.
Yeah, it's pretty lucky, so yeah, it's been cool.
So you have a set coming on tomorrow in Božidar Bar.
That's how you say it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you have like a pre-prepared set, or do you just go with the flow?
Absolutely, don't have a pre-prepared set. I guess just go with the flow, really. Like, I mean, in my head, I know kind of like what I do, and I like obviously what the other guys are doing. So I guess we'll kind of go with the flow. And kind of a mix of kind of what I play on radio and then some 2020 stuff, maybe some stuff from me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what the vibe's saying.
And one thing I'd like to know is, we've talked about your productions, and when is it coming?
That's a very good question. what month are we, January, March, May? These things can take a while. I definitely think end of summer, if all goes to plan, probably just be like a EP on 2020, just probably a digital thing for the first one. I need to finish one more tune, two are done. So yeah, don't quote me, but end of summer, hopefully, if all goes to plan. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much, Tim. I really enjoyed talking to you. I wish you a great set and a pleasant experience of Ljubljana.
Thank you. It was great talking to you, and thanks for having me. It's really nice.
Of course, it's a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna finish this. So zaključujemo tale. Še en eres intervju. Pogovarjali smo se s Timom Parkerjem, človekom mnogih dejavnosti, najbolj znanim kot voditeljem oddaje You'll Soon Know na NTS-u, sicer pa DJ pri londonski grupaciji 2020. Jutri bo nastopil v baru Božidar na večeru Stiropora vs. RXTX, zraven pa še Borka, Čumfa, Nic in še en kurator oddaje na radio NTS, Zaltan. Vljudno vabljeni, hvala za pozornost, z vami sem bil Dušan, tehniciral je Vajnc Staš, sledi pa v bistvu tolpa bumov Zoe McPherson. Uživajte še naprej in adio.
Intervju Radija Študent.